The JoJo Chat Show.
Yeah, good evening, guys. You're here with the JoJo Chat Show. It is Friday night, and we're playing Aretha. Showing our respect. All the guys that turned out on Sunday to mark Remembrance Sunday. Wearing that little red flower on my chest makes me extremely proud to be British. I'm marking that 2 minute silence at 11 o'clock on Monday and hearing the boom in the background or the church fall silent at 11 o'clock. So many fallen heroes lost their lives so many years ago, way before my time, but I'm sure I wouldn't be here presenting to you if it wasn't for them. I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone that stood on the sides of their high streets and watched those march uptown. All the brownies, the guides, the cubs, the air cadets, the sea cadets, the army cadets, the police forces, the fire brigades, even the paramedics, along with people from social clubs and charities. And yes, we all watch the BBC and we see the dignitaries that all put that wreath on the cenotaph. But it always brings it home when it's in your hometown and you pass by that memorial on the days to come and you see those wreaths that have been laid there by your own people. So thank you to everyone that turned out, and a big special thank you to our fallen heroes for allowing me to do this. So in terms of going forward, this week in the news, the biggest news, I suppose, is Trump going into that White House. Will he have a white coat on? I'm not sure. Certainly all his people are white coat people, if you get my meaning. And I can't understand why he hasn't signed over to do a smooth transition. Is it a case of there's going to be truckloads of lorries coming from Russia? Is the White House going to end up gold in the next 4 years? We will see. A lot of Americans happy, a lot of Americans worried. It's a real mixed bag over there, but with our own government, is it going to affect us? It may. It may, and certainly in terms of aid going to Ukraine. And in terms of European people, I suppose the worry is where are the Ukrainian people that have made it to America? How are they going to feel? Are they going to feel worried? Is there going to be like a Windrush scandal out of America to get them back? That's the worrying question, I suppose, for them. Interesting, and he's certainly someone that makes the news, and he certainly will be someone that is trending on Twitter, given Elon's position in his team now. I'm sure it's going to be inundated with people that are worried and scared, and even those that are happy that he's there. It's going to be very interesting media going forward. In terms of media, oh my lord, games that are played. It is my beloved Spurs. Come on, North London derby. We are playing Arsenal tomorrow. 1:45 kickoff. We're at home, so we should win. It's the Blues against the Reds. It's going to be an interesting game because we've got all our best people at the moment really, really striving to play really, really well and really hard. Arsenal, they've been doing fantastic. They've been punching towards the top of the Premiership League. So I can't call it. I've got to be honest. I want my Spurs to win. I'm going to say 2-1 because I think it's going to be a difficult game and I don't think we're going to absolutely walk away with it. I think we will absolutely strive to get that 2-1 win. But yeah, Yid Army, come on you Spurs. Let's do it. Also, I want to talk about what's going on with our big brand stores. Homebase this week has been saved. Now, there's other DIY stores out there that we know are struggling. Why Homebase? What happened to them? Did they offer something that was different to the other DIY stores? In actual fact, I would have said that they're probably the second position in the other kind of three, the other two big names that I can think of. So why hasn't the third one kind of gone under? I know they struggled a few years ago. We seem to be losing all our big brands, and I think Woolworths will forever be a topic subject of why they went under, because especially this time of year, a brand that is lost from the high street. But this time of year, it was the place to go. It was the place to go and buy your Christmas decorations. And in actual fact, Woolworths offered very reasonable price presents, especially for the kids. People went there instead of another brand, Toys R Us. So why have Toys R Us gone? I wonder. All the big retail parks are struggling now. Are they going to end up as giant car parks, giant shops, and little boutique fashion shops, and little shoe shops? Is that how it was in the old days? We've lost our banks. Are we just doing too much online? I'm one of those people that unfortunately do buy from that big A brand. I was always appealed to the next day delivery, and I'm no different to looking at something and thinking I want that rather than going out and buying something I need. However, there are now loads of stores online that offer really good objects that you can use in the home, for work, for the car. I never saw them in the likes of Woolworths. So is it a case of other nations such as China coming up with better ideas for the home, that we see something we want and we just go ahead and buy it rather than go out and buy something we need? And also in terms of the tech that's online now, we all shop around for the best deal, especially when it comes to this time of year for our children. Are we inventing a way forward for our children just to buy everything offline? I know two small children that are very close to me, and they're under the age of 10 and they've got iPads. They buy games online. They order toys online. They see clothes that they want online. So are we actually producing people that will always live in a digital world? I think we are. I asked little Freddie, who's 10, what would you like to be one day? Hoping he would say a fireman, a policeman, go into the army. All respectable, strong jobs for service. He said a YouTuber. I asked him why. He said, because you get lots of money for being really funny. So the light-hearted element of our lives, the not taking things too serious, is being passed on to our generation as well. There's a slight disconnect in terms of the moral guidance. And that's not to say that we're being bad parents. It just means to say that we are trying to show them they don't have to worry about being too serious in life if disappointment comes their way. In terms of their lifestyle, though, there needs to be some kind of encompassment of education, of discipline, to show that they can do something of service. They can volunteer. They can get involved in clubs and social circles that offer an excellent way forward and skills for them for life outside of that digital world. One of the big societies that is one of the biggest, best kept secrets, I think, in the UK and all over the world is Lions International. Now, you may not have heard of them, and unless you're a lion yourself, you definitely would have sort of seen them in and around, maybe read about them a little bit in your local paper. But if you've not been directly involved, you wouldn't be 100% behind what they do. One of the things that they offer is outreach programs to young leaders. So children that care for adults, children that have difficulties in learning but still wish to gain a skill such as cooking or such as cycling or trying to be a PE teacher when they've got a disability themselves. Lions International have been a great service to this country without even people knowing it. They give grants to the Royal British Legion to put on things like the Armistice Day celebrations. They give grants to people to be able to go to Spain and help dig out mud in the underground car parks. Their motto is, we serve. They work in the background of all of the other charities that are well known to us. So I just want to say a big shout out to all the Lions out there. And thank you for your service. The other point I wanted to make is we love our weather. So moving on from our high streets into more media, now obviously we've got this. Yes, it is the Tyson and Jake Paul fight. Oh my God, Netflix are gonna make an absolute killing on the subscriptions tonight. Who's your money on? I've got to be honest, I'm not sure. I love Tyson. I grew up watching him on TV. And I've got to say, I think, I love to believe he's going to win. But Jake is younger. Is he going to pack a punch? Is he going to have the stamina? It is a real Rambo, it is a real Rocky moment. I had to play this song, we love it. You change your passion for glory, there it is. I mean, has Tyson traded his passion for glory? We won't know. We're going to have to watch and see. Let me know if you're going to be tuning in, guys. I want to see those comments, who's watching. I've got to say, I'm going to put a tenner on Tyson to win, just simply because he's the man. Now, going from one Love Black to another Love Black, I had a real giggle the other night while watching The Great British Bake Off. Alison Hammond, I love you, darling. Wow. I think everyone was in shock to see if you'd actually hurt yourself. I'm surprised that the crew didn't edit it out of the program. And I hope you're all right. I know your pride was a little bit damaged, but gosh, what a fool. If you saw it, guys, you know, write in and comment and let me know. Did you start laughing with hysterics? You know, were you in shock? And did you, you know, nearly fall off your chair yourself watching it? She sat on the back bench in the quarterfinals and she leant back too far and she went arse over bum on the other side, plonk on the floor. She did a little bit of a Sharon Stone decent moment. I say decent because she had trousers on, so we didn't see. But she did the cross leg thing in the air and she went gone. Plonk on the floor. She started laughing. She was obviously embarrassed and, you know, just, yeah. Ali, I hope you're okay, darling. It was just a very, very funny moment. So, you know, I've got to say my heart went out to her because, you know, in TV, doing something like that, and even when I'm doing these presentations, it's hard to obviously get everything right all the time. So you worry about what you're saying, what you're doing. She took it all on the chin, literally. So, Alison Hammond, you go, girl. It was a hell of a bump. Now, the other thing that us Brits love is our weather. And I've got to say, this week has been really cold. It's been quite bitter in the morning. So, I don't know. Are we going to get snow? Are you one of these people that puts a bet on that we're going to get snow on Christmas Day? I put a pound on. I don't mind saying it. I suppose I'm hopeful for a little bit of snow on Christmas Day. I don't really want it to settle because I like seeing the kids outside on their bikes on Boxing Day. But, yeah, snow on Christmas Day, that is the dream, isn't it? It's just magical. It just makes the whole meaning of Christmas come alive outside the homes. And, yeah, I would like to see snow this Christmas Day. In terms of what's happening this week, though, I think Birmingham is going to get a blanket of it this weekend. So out to my Brummies. Big shout out to my Brummies. Get the big coats out. You know what I'm saying. Big coat weather. It's coming. I know Scotland is already on freeze alert. So, yeah, this weekend, beware. And if you on the hills, up on the Peak District, up Cumbria Way and towards Newcastle, I think you're going to get it as well. Just, yeah, keep it up there. We don't want it down here. Not yet. It disrupts everything. We can't handle snow like you guys do. We're not hardened like you. So, and we've still got all the Christmas lights going on in London, which are now all on. So that looks really pretty. Let's get some tourism going on in London and let everyone see all the pretty Christmas lights in down Oxford Street. We don't want snow. No. We need to do Christmas shopping first. Let's have snow in January when it's miserable and cold and we all feel miserable and cold. We can handle snow in January. So, yeah, keep it away. Just you know, all those people that drive the snow carts, the dust carts that sort of shovel it off the roads, just shovel it north of the Watford Gap, all right? Keep it up that end. We don't want it down here. Now, I've got a few shout-outs to make. One of the shout-outs is to my mate Aaron. He is such a lovely guy. He's Sikh. He's from Taunton. And he's up in Manchester at the moment. He's working up there. And he is desperate. He's 43 years of age. He's desperate to meet a lovely, lovely lady. So, girls, if you're listening and you want to send Aaron a little message, then, you know, just by all means, you can put it on my comments. I don't mind. He's such a really nice guy, hardworking, and he's got those beautiful hazel eyes, you know, those ones that sort of just glisten like hazelnuts. So, and the most gorgeous smile as well. Aaron's lovely. So, yeah. If you want to date him, get in touch. I'll pass on your message. big, massive thank you to Jayco's Taxi down in West Bay in Bridport. A couple of weeks ago, I got stuck. I went down to West Bay to visit some friends, and the bus service that goes down to West Bay, you can catch it from the town of Bridport, and you catch it all the way down to West Bay. I don't know what the water company is digging up roads down there at the moment, and they are putting on a free bus service that you can basically get on the bus for free. It will take you to West Bay. You can have a lovely walk around for 2 hours, so you get a nice time down there. However, when the bus comes back after those 2 hours, it doesn't go straight back to the town. It goes via another town, and then it comes back. So it's another hour journey on top of that. I didn't realise this, and my parking ticket was running out. Now, the bus journey I literally took 12 minutes from Bridport down to West Bay. I thought I had half an hour at least to get back to the car park. No, it was going to be an hour and 20 minutes bus journey back. So I had to call a taxi. Jayco's, he came and got me. Thank you. You rescued me. You got me back to the car park in the nick of time. I think I had like 2 minutes left. Saved me getting a parking ticket. And would you believe it? The lady parking attendant in that car park by Waitrose, she was walking around, and I know she spotted my car, and I know that she saw me. So in terms of going forward, beware of parking attendants in West Bay, because she's on it, that one, I tell you. So also the guys at so in terms of other shout outs, the Eden Vauxhall guys, I love you. And thank you so, so much. You've been a massive support over the recent weeks. So thank you for that. And anyone that knows me that's still supporting, thank you for tuning in and being with me. And this is a little something to see us off into. I can see clearly now, the rain is into gone. Friday night. Getting ready for the fight. This is what Tyson's gonna see. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. He's gonna knock him out. He's gonna come away smiling. Guys, I bid you farewell. Happy Friday night to you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to all your lovely, thank you for supporting, and to all my friends and family. You know, I feel you. Yeah, all the bad feelings have disappeared. Hear me that rainbow I've been praying for. Yeah. It's gonna be a bright, bright night, guys. Yeah.